This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be talking about Warisan distancing itself from Pakatan Harapan with political commentator Dr. O.E. Sun. We're asking you on Twitter right now, can Warisan make direct political inroads in Peninsular Malaysia? And right now, the vote stands at 49% saying no, 41% saying depends on partners, only 8% think yes, and 2.5% aren't sure about this. In the meantime, though, let's talk about plastic waste, Noel. What are we doing now?
Roshan, you may recall that the issue of plastic waste imports became a hot-button issue in 2018 after China banned imports of such waste. So this resulted in the trade in plastic waste being diverted to other countries in Asia that would include Malaysia, unfortunately. So in response, our Malaysian government instituted a temporary ban of plastic imports in 2019 and began sending back waste shipments in 2020. You might recall there was some really big news about that, right? So the issue has simmered down and plastic imports with the appropriate permit have been allowed to enter.
Yeah, a recent development this year has been the coming into force of the Basel Convention, which governs the trade of recyclable plastics and prevents rich countries from dumping trash in developing nations. Under the convention, countries may only trade plastic waste if it is clean, sorted and easy to recycle. Additionally, there has been further debate on whether recycling could be a major economic activity for Malaysia. The Malaysian Plastics Manufacturers Association says with the right investments, the industry could grow into a 15 billion industry. Recycling currently generates about 4.5 billion in annual revenue, according to the association. And even a recent World Bank report pointed out that Malaysia recycled only 24% of key plastic resins in 2019, indicating a lot more potential that could be unlocked here. Now, has our policy on plastic waste imports changed as a result of the uproar in 2019? And can we make recycling a viable economic activity? Joining us on the line to discuss this is Dr. Agamuthu Pariyathambi, a professor of the Jeffrey Sachs Center on Sustainable Development of Sunway University. Good morning, Professor Aga. Thank you for joining us today. How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted recycling activity in Malaysia? Give us a little bit of lay of the land before we dive into this.
Yeah, good morning. Obviously, the Basel Convention has actually caused some kind of control over the importation of plastic. Because the Basel Convention has listed plastic as hazardous waste, which means the countries importing and exporting has to get the proper documents before it can be transported and imported or exported. But this doesn't guarantee the recycling of plastic will improve simply because of the quality of the plastic that we are talking about. More recently, I think the ministry was actually planning to impose 20 ringgit per ton of sort of levy to bring in plastic. And personally, I think this is too low. And this may actually, once again, flood the Malaysian market with plastics, which may actually be contaminated. Although the Basel Convention and the issuance of import permit allows the authorities to check the quality of the plastic that is coming into Malaysia.
It sounds like you're not satisfied with how the current situation is. What more could we do to improve?
I think at least for Malaysia, because the quality of Malaysian plastic being disposed is extremely contaminated, we should strictly follow the ban on single-use plastic. Simply because the quantity of plastic is increasing every year, and there is no light at the end of the tunnel to see the solution to this problem. And personally, I think a levy of 20 ringgit is nothing compared to the billions that is actually the turnover in the plastic industry. So I don't think this is going to cause any kind of improvement in terms of plastic recycling or at least the quantity of plastic that is being recycled.
Right. So a lot of these changes we're talking about are related to the Basel Convention, but we also saw an uproar in 2019. And based on that, what changes have been made from the Malaysian perspective in terms of how we handle plastic waste following that uproar over illegal plastic waste imports in the last 2 years?
There are a number of regulations or policies that has been enacted, but I don't think most of these are actually really effective. For example, the single-use ban on single-use plastic is the roadmap is a 10-year roadmap, and I think it is the longest roadmap I've come across compared to even India, which is banning within 3 years. And of course, we also have other initiatives, like, for example, banning of straw. But this is not being practiced in all the states. So this is one of our biggest problems, because there is a lot of disparity between the various states within Malaysia. So some states zero implementation, and others are actually doing it at a very high level of recycling. And we are also talking about standardizing the plastic labeling. I think the government, in addition to banning planning to ban the single-use plastic and the straws, they did put in a small price for the single-use plastic packaging materials, if you go to supermarkets. And I think the 20 cents a piece is so little that people do not really care about its cost. And I don't think it has got a serious impact in the quantity of recycling of plastic in Malaysia.
So, Professor, with all that in mind, the fragmentation and implementation, the maybe not enough being done or not big enough moves, what are some low-hanging fruit that you think maybe the government can implement in a short time frame that won't ruffle too many feathers but will have a significant long-term impact, if any?
I think one of the biggest issues in Malaysia is the public participation and awareness. And I think the government should start all over again from ABC and increase the awareness among the people in terms of source separation of waste. This will solve 50% of the problem. And once they educate the people in terms of material separations and recycling, they will be able to implement other measures. And I think some of the things that we can implement is to look for alternatives, like in India, where they have banned the plastic in some states, and they don't give you plastic bags. You don't buy plastic bags. You have to buy bags which are plant-based, and they are much better. And it is expensive, so you don't throw it away. So there are many options of implementing in Malaysia, yes.
Former Environment Minister Yeo Bee-in was quoted to say Malaysia should consider a complete ban of plastic dumping to avoid the risk of contamination and pollution. Can Malaysia afford to ban all imports of plastic waste, or is there economic opportunities that we could look into?
Yeah, definitely there is economic opportunities here. But the problem is, as everybody knows, there was a lot of illegal importation with false documents and so on. Unless we put a stop to all this, the economy will be outweighed by the pollution. And I think we have already paid a lot in terms of illegal burning and illegal dumping into the river and sea. And Malaysia is one of the biggest, I think the eighth biggest contributor for the pollution in the ocean. So I think opportunities are there, but I think we need to tighten all our regulations and implementation should be more holistic, it's no point just some states implementing and others don't. So unless we have regulations which is holistic for the whole country, and it will be effective.
Now, there is an argument being made, or a narrative, that there is an economic value that we can that Malaysia can utilize from all of this. I mean, the Malaysian Plastic Association says something along the lines of a 15 billion ringgit industry. What do you make of all this? Could we make Malaysia a industry for plastic recycling and all of that?
Yeah, but I'm afraid that we may become the dumping ground for plastic, because I mean, if China has looked at the economics of plastic recycling, they wouldn't have banned it. So this is my concern, because I think in Southeast Asia, Malaysia is one of the largest recipient of the plastic. And if we open the floodgates, we may have more problem and more illegal recycling. So we must be very, very careful to balance the economics and environment.
Professor, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Dr. Agamuthu Pariyathambi, professor with the Jeffrey Sachs Center on Sustainable Development at Sunway University. Noel, a lot to think about there, especially as we attempt to make the world a greener place. On one side, an argument for economic development, can we be a recycling hub? On the other part, well, if China can't do it, doesn't want to do it, why are we thinking about it?
Right, yeah. So I think with Malaysia, right, we can put all the laws in place, but we always have this problem of enforcement and monitoring, and that was what Dr. Aga was alluding to. And it also, he adds to this point, I think we have to review this whole value chain in waste management from the point it leaves the house or it leaves a building. Where does the waste go? How is it recycled? I think so many questions to be asked, but Malaysia really needs to look into this seriously.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, you could make an economic activity out of this, and there's a value proposition and all that jazz. But if you don't implement it properly, we become a dumping ground, and that's not necessarily what we want. You can let us know what you think over on Twitter at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Can Warisan make direct political inroads in Peninsular Malaysia? Let us know what you think. Right now, we're going into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin, and after that, a look at Vietnam's leadership change and its wider economic impact. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.